woman come here. Human. Oh. There you are. Good heavens, you frightened me. What are you doing? Oh. Ah! Yes. My, is it that time of year again already? Marked on the calendar. You know I rarely need use of such a thing. The decorations, yes. Is that what you've been sneaking out for? To spend money on such tasteless items? No, I do admit, I find them slightly amusing. The strand of pumpkin lights is pleasing, and this plastic skull is ridiculous. Less fragile and doesn't emit the odor of decay. Though I've never understood the obsession with these fabric spider webs. It's as if someone hasn't kept their home up. If I wanted to live in such a space, I'd never have taken you in. Oh, and what's this? The newspaper set out for me. And only the funny pages. Oh, you're very kind. After I eat, you must explain the jokes to me. Modern humor is so fascinating. Oh, you didn't. A special meal? Oh, you must regale me with the tale of how you lured him here. Where did you get him from? A bar? Is today really such a special occasion? Or are you trying to intoxicate me for fun? Ah, I knew it. Please enlighten me. What's lit a fire under you, so to speak? Our anniversary. Is that why you've gone to such lengths to put me in a pleasant mood? By your body language, I suppose I know what you're going to ask next. I was correct, I see. You will be turned when you are ready. We've had this discussion, and each time you introduce this topic, it only serves to prove that you are less ready than I believe. Human, I will not begin my night with a conversation such as this. Your insistence is only serving to irritate me. We have agreed upon set terms, and if you believe me to... Shut your mouth, pet. Now, interrupt me again if you wish for my hand to tighten more around your throat. I can feel your pulse race underneath my grasp. You're certainly frightened. How is this suddenly worth the risk of your health, dear? You're never this stubborn. 6 years? And? Impatience has wormed its vile tendrils into your thoughts then, has it? Mortals and their obsession with time. Anniversaries, birthdays. Suffocating. No matter how many contraptions you creatures create to manage your time, your sweet little minds will always have such a vague concept. Look into my eyes. Now. That's good. Feel my nails brush along your delicate, soft neck, grazing your throat before wrapping back up towards your ear. Do not look away, dear one. Listen to my voice and gaze into my eyes so you know there is no sense of hesitation when I say, you are mine. And tell me, why are you mine? An It's not just that I can give you everything. It's that I will give you everything. Life, youth, purpose, pride, love. Is that it? You've been questioning my motives, then. You think I've been using you? You misunderstand, darling. I haven't been explicit about my decisions and behaviors because I believed you to be content. I can now see that is an error on my part. Come, lay on my lap. And remove your shirt as well. I would like to see you. Wonderful. I do love this beautiful stomach, stretched across my legs, your chest rising and falling so rhythmically, almost hypnotizing. Fragile skin, twitching nearly imperceptibly from the movement of your blood, running my fingers upon your form at times feels like a gift. Along your ribs, your collarbone. I did not intend for you to feel strung along. It is impossible to understand from a perspective such as yours, but my existence is not without hardships. Annoyances at times, and challenges at others. And this is why I sought out a familiar, you. This sort of symbiotic relationship is invaluable. Keeping pace with rapid development of technology is frustrating, to say the least, and societal customs have long since grown alien to me. You are a delicate bridge. A warm creature that knows not the scale of isolation, the numbness of sensation, the dullness of emotion, anniversaries, birthdays. There's always another, no matter how many come and go. Stagnation. Resignation. Despair without community, because how can beings of irreverence exist together without exhausting bickering and theatrics? Watching you interact with other humans sometimes twists my stomach with longing. Memories of adrenaline and fear and elation bubble up. So ancient and hazy that they feel fabricated. They do not represent me anymore. But now I'm not sure what does. And this is why I know what's best. You still have much to learn and much to do. Do you understand? Yes, but what? You still insist on furthering this argument? I'm sensing I need to remind you of your place in our pact. Retrieve your collar and leash. Now. Good pet. Now come and lean closer. Perfect. It's such a shame every time I put this on you. Having to hide that innocent throat that taunts and tests me daily. But you do look beautiful in this, I must admit. Such a pretty boy for me, aren't you? My little pet. Looking down at me expectantly. You seem less tense now. Did that collar flip a little switch in your pretty brain? Oh, no need to be embarrassed, dear. It's only natural. I'd think you strange if you didn't recall every single time I fucked your cute little ass while keeping this leash taut. Now kneel in front of me. Good. Lift up my nightgown, slowly, and lick me. Good. Slowly. Exactly like that, darling. That's my boy. See? Don't you see that arguing does you no good? I could be tasting you. You could have free reign of my body as thanks for the gifts that you've brought me. But you... you had ulterior motives. Tell me what being stubborn gets you. Nothing. Exactly. But I know you, darling. I know you can still be a good pet for me. Don't you want to be my good boy? Yes. Yes. Don't you want to make me feel good? Don't you want to feel me buck my hips against your sweet little face as I run my hands through your hair? Such soft hair. As I softly pull on the leash to keep you in place. Buried between my thighs. Good pet. Just like that. Look up at me. So I can see what a good job you're doing. I want to look you in the eyes as I orgasm on your tongue. Do not stop. Oh, good boy. Just like that. Oh, faster. Oh, faster. Faster. Good boy. I'm going to... Oh, do not... good boy. Yes. Good little pet. Oh, you love making your lord feel so good, don't you? And, oh, my, what a ball of tension you've become. Oh, your pants must feel rather restrictive now. Come up here now. I want to see the mess upon your face. Still catching your breath, I see. What a beautiful sight to rest my eyes upon. Heavy, lidded eyes, mouth and chin glistening from my juices. How does it taste, my dear? As expected. Now let me taste. What a symphony of smells and tastes. And so eager to part your lips for me, I see. So hungry. That signals to me that you do understand your place, my pet. Even though conscious objections may knock at your delicate skull, you know who you belong to. You love belonging to me. You love delighting me, enticing me, even without meaning to. You love learning and growing to better serve your role, right? If only I could hold on to you for an eternity, just as you are. My curious, wanting, little warm-blooded familiar. I forgive you for speaking out of turn, dear. And I do appreciate the lengths to which you've gone to please me this night. I suppose, as badly as I want to hold on to this moment, that I can't in good conscience leave you like this. Remove your pants and lay on the bed. That's perfect. I love to see you only dressed in a collar and underwear. One of my favorite sights. And what beautiful legs you have as well. I can see your muscles tensing with anticipation. How I love tracing each line and curve with my nails. Around your calves, up and over the knees, dancing across your outer thighs. Let me breathe you in and kiss you through this thin cloth. How do my fingers feel tracing across your hips, around the outline of your underwear? How do my lips feel through your underwear? I feel every twitch of your cock. I find myself salivating slightly. Do you want me to taste you? Tell your lord what you want. Now. Delightful. Let me see your beautiful cock. Because, admittedly, I want to taste you just the same. Mm-hmm. every noise you make. Do not restrain yourself, my dear. Tell me what you like. If I cannot hear you, I will remind you of your task with the leash. You need something more? My fingers, perhaps? You seem to like that idea. Just one for now, and you may earn another, yes? Such a good pet for me. Louder now. Yes, perfect. Another finger for you. Let me find that sweet spot within you. That's good. Hold now. Stop. Now, don't bring yourself so close. Oh, I know. You're disappointed. It's all right. This is not all I had in mind. I've grown hungry again, hearing your whines and cries. You can't let your lord go hungry, can you? It is your sole responsibility to satiate that clawing. My stomach turns over for you, mortal. I'm going to ride you. And this collar will turn into reins. And as I fuck you, you're going to fuck me back. You're going to hold my hips, kiss my breasts, and listen to every word I tell you. Okay? Good boy. Now let me take you. That's it. So desperate for me. Eager to please me. You will come when I come. Understand? I may have played with you slightly too long before this. But you will wait for me. So deep. When you hold my hips like that. Yes. Pull me onto you. Pull my nightgown down. So, yes. Just like that. Feel my breasts. Your hands. So warm. Your body. So warm. taste them as well, pet. Let me tug you up gently so you can better. Be soft with your teeth. My nipples are so sensitive. Perfect. So good. Now, let me kiss you. Lay back. Perfect. So good. Faster now. My pet. My dear. My love. Please. Do not stop. Oh, so good. My good boy. Oh, mine. Say it. Tell me you're mine. Yes. Good boy. Do you want to come with me? Come with me. Now. Oh, do it. Come with me. So hot. Oh, you almost burn inside of me. Oh, you did so well. Oh, thank you. How are you feeling, my dear? You may rest your head upon my chest. I am eternally grateful for you. I apologize for my impertinent behavior earlier. I now see I've been selfish, neglectful. Upon reflection, I think my response was born of fear. You have grown so dear to me, unexpectedly. And I'm afraid of what an existence like mine would look like without you. Well, of course you would leave once churned. Every fledgling vampire does. The newfound freedom to explore and experience what the world can offer. It overtakes every other urge. Trust me. Your smell and taste heightened. Colors turning vibrant in each light ethereal. You would? I suppose that is an option I never considered. I made my fledgling journey alone, but traveling the world with you sounds nice. If you would have me. If you would remain mine. My eternal pet. My immortal familiar. Let us discuss this more over a meal, yes? I have a suspicion this will be a long night.